If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Let's get some extremely local news now. Sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. From Block Club Chicago, Stephanie Lule reporting. Good morning, Stephanie. Is the situation at Weiss Hospital in Uptown going to be cool today with this heat?
That's right. Right, Bob. You know, we've all been living under these sweltering conditions in Chicago, but for a number of hospital patients, they've really been struggling for relief after the air conditioning failed in Uptown's Weiss Hospital. Some of those patients were moved to West Suburban in Oak Park, but the patients there actually reported that the hospital felt even hotter. Both of these hospitals share the same owner, and they face the same financial challenges. And the hospital's owner tells us that the cooling issues, which are confined to one area of West Suburban, are being addressed at the facilities that have long gone underfunded. You know, these are safety net hospitals that are, they say, struggling for funding. As of Tuesday afternoon, you know, this is some good news. Some of the patients at West Suburban were relocated to other parts of the hospital with functioning air conditioning. So, you know, this is a story we're going to keep watching, and we, you know, we hope that these hospital patients are staying cool.
Let's hope the AC is working today with temperatures heading for the 90s. This is really something. If you've ever been to Katz's Delicatessen in New York, you know at all hours there is a line blocks and blocks and blocks long. And we're going to get a chance to sample Katz's in Chicago, aren't we?
We are, for one day only. Katz's, which, you know, is the deli that was made famous by the movie When Harry Met Sally, they're bringing their stacked sandwiches to a pop-up July 9th at Bub City, 435 North Clark Street. It's coming to the city to promote Windy City Smokeout, the Country Music Fest, and tickets for the pop-up are $45 a person and can be purchased on OpenTable.
And more about that at blockclubchicago.org. Tell us what's going on with the Southside Alderman and a push to rename West Chatham Park.
Yes, Alderman William Hall, who represents the city's 6th ward, started a process to rename West Chatham Park. While he says he wanted feedback from neighbors to decide who it would be named for, word quickly got around that he wanted to, some neighbors wanted to rename it for former Bull Star Derrick Rose, that was the top name being considered. Some neighbors who lived right around this park weren't happy about it. While Rose attended Simeon Career Academy, which is just near this park, he's not from the neighborhood. He grew up in Inglewood, and neighbors were quick to point that out. And they, West Chatham Improvement Association, they really want the park name to stay the same. Faced with all of this pushback, Hall now says that he made a clerical error, and he's withdrawn his request to the Chicago Park District. And, Bob, I think you'll find this interesting. This is a classic Chicago neighborhood drama story and politics story, but all of this ignores the fact that Chicago Park Code states that parks can't be renamed for people who are living anyway.
Well, the fight goes on. And finally, we have a story about the sour beer movement in Lincoln Park. What exactly is this? Is sour beer, Stephanie?
Yeah, if you're a sour beer fan, you might know about the this special barrel called PH1 that has been used by at least a half dozen craft brewers, and it helped pave the way for this wild fermentation and that very distinct sour beer flavor that we know now. This kind of legendary barrel is now owned by Off Color, which is here in Chicago. And, we have the story about how they came to own it.
And it's at blockclubchicago.org. And it's Stephanie Lule. Thank you, Stephanie. You have a good day.